Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast with you on a Tuesday. We'll talk to the guys on In the Loop shortly, about 20 minutes from now. 713-572-4610. Here was Deshaun Watson on Friday before the Browns game against the Jaguars, their preseason game. Here he is on Browns in-house media apologizing to the women that he, quote, impacted.
Look, I want to say that I'm truly sorry to all the women that I've impacted in this situation. My decisions that I made in my life that put me in this position, I would definitely like to have back. But I want to continue to move forward and grow and learn and show that, you know, I am a true person of character, and I want to keep pushing forward. I know I have a lot of work to put in, especially on the field, to be able to make sure I'm ready to play whenever that time comes, whenever I can step back on the field. But also, the biggest thing is I want to continue counseling, and I want to make sure that I'm growing as a person, as an individual, for my decision-making on and off the field, and I want to make sure that, you know, I'm just evolving in the community as much as possible. And that's for the Cleveland community, that's the NFL community, and beyond.
All right, so that was Deshaun Watson on Friday. And, you know, Seth, as I'm listening to that, and when I hear that, I'm like, God, there was a point where Deshaun's camp, where Rusty Harden was calling the women liars. You know, they were literally saying things like, he did nothing wrong. These women are all lying. And here's Deshaun like, I'm apologizing to the women I impacted. I made some really bad decisions. Like, I won't say he's done a 180, but he's definitely at a point now where he is clearly not carrying himself like somebody who did nothing anymore, you know?
He's I guess, without, you know, actually admitting to anything specific, he's accepting some responsibility for the scenario, I suppose.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't and I don't know if there's anything he could do to come out right now and change anybody's perception of anything, but I think he probably... Do you think this is more coming from him individually or from the team saying, hey, look, man, it's getting rough up in here, and we need you to start trying to make some inroads with the community?
I think it's definitely coming from – okay, I'll tell you who it's not coming from, like the inspiration to do this, himself. Like, I don't think it's Deshaun – like, it's somebody. It's either his camp or the team. I don't think Deshaun woke up and go, boy, the more I sit here, the more remorseful I feel over these things. He knows what he did and didn't do. But the team is an interesting theory. I'd not heard anybody talk about that, the possibility that the Browns were like, look, man, we want to get you on the field, and it's really looking like you're not going to play this year. If you can get a 12-game suspension, we might be able to sneak our way into the postseason here.
Yeah, I guess I guess I was wondering, though, even not even as much as doing anything to the suspension, but just for the PR purposes of he's about to be on television. Browns fans are going to see him play in a real, not a real game, but in a tackle football situation for the first time.
Yeah.
Let's start to try to make some inroads, perhaps. And then I'm sure the Browns team, aside from just for actual football reasons, but for PR purposes, it could have helped them a lot more if the offense had looked better than it did.
No doubt.
But now I'm guessing there's a lot of people in Cleveland that are like, okay, so it looked like we had a rookie out there.
Yep.
And not all of the incompletions were Deshaun's fault, but the first one certainly was. And the overall sloppiness and execution of the offense starts with the quarterback. So he certainly didn't make that any better. Like, right now, if you had just blacked out or blurred out the quarterback – on those films, and you had said, do you think that was Deshaun Watson or Baker Mayfield? I would have said, oh, I thought that was Baker Mayfield, right? That's why they got rid of Baker Mayfield.
Yes.
Right? Because that's how it looked at times with him. Oh, that was Deshaun.
That's
okay.
The guy you're paying $230 million to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, I read an article in The Athletic yesterday, Seth, specifically about what you're talking about. Like, has the Deshaun Watson acquisition and everything that's happened since then. Look, let's face it. They acquired Deshaun Watson, and it was controversial on that very day. And since then, it's gotten worse in some ways. You know, there were more lawsuits. He eventually settled a bunch of them. He's had multiple press conferences where he has not done great, at least in the eyes of the public. But the article in The Athletic was talking about the business ramifications of Deshaun Watson being on the team. And to this point, there's really been no negative fallout from a financial standpoint for the Browns. Like, the sponsors have not been bailing. They've kept all their sponsors. Now, what they did point out in this article was you're going to have a hard time finding new sponsors. It's easy for the sponsors that are already there to say, look, we've been here with the Browns through thick and thin. We went through some really grim seasons with them. You know, we obviously stick with the Browns, and they can explain that away. It's a little harder for the Browns sales staff or, you know, business development, whatever department goes and finds seven-figure sponsors. Life has probably gotten harder for them right now because it's a little harder to climb on board brand new with a team whose recent 3 or 4 months has been conducting themselves like a franchise that everybody else in the league is pissed off at right now.
Yeah, I wonder ultimately whether it matters, you know, as long as they find success. I think it'll just be same as it ever was.
Yep.
With various other athletes that have had issues early on, whether it's Ben Roethlisberger, Kobe Bryant, whomever it might be, ultimately continued success kind of washes everything all the way. So for now, I think the Browns look obviously will be just fine. Overall, you know, long term financially, I think really the football questions, to set aside all of the society issues with Deshaun Watson, the actual football side of it is really fascinating, because I think that there was his inability to execute a handoff, for instance. He's in an offense right now that really, really, really drives it into the quarterback's head that he's got to be a part of the run game. He's got to carry out fakes. He's got to really commit to the details in the run game. And Deshaun has always been very, very sloppy in that regard. So the fact that the offense looked sloppy is very intriguing to me, because that offense, when it's run by Gary Kubiak, when it's run by Kyle Shanahan, it is all about an exacting attention to detail, like an obsessive attention to detail, to the deceptive part of it. And so far, it doesn't look all that hot. I don't know if Deshaun's going to be necessarily the best fit for Kevin Stefanski's offense. And then that means that Kevin Stefanski will go down, they'll bring in another coordinator next year. It'll be a new offense all over again.
I will say this along those lines, like the first play from scrimmage that has been talked about ad nauseum, where he sailed the ball over the receiver's head.
Yeah.
His play action fake was a lot more crisp than it used to be with the Texans. Yeah, like just watching the play, I was watching every move he made, and before the ball left his hand, I'm like, damn, like Deshaun is actually taking some of this coaching to heart. Like he played out the fake. He played, you know, to the point where he was booting to his left and had a wide open throw, like a throw into the ocean, as Clint Sterner would call it. He just sailed it. But I was...
It used to be defensive ends could very easily tell whether he was handing the ball off or keeping it.
Sloppy.
And it was, it was just super sloppy, and it was always astounding to me. It's astounding to me when any quarterback in the NFL is like that. There's so many simple things quarterbacks can do to make life easier on themselves, and so many don't do it. It's just astounding.
Is there a Deshaun Watson jinx? Consider this. Since his suspension was handed down, Kareem Hunt has requested a trade. Jakeem Grant, their all-pro kick returner, tore his Achilles. Nick Harris, his starting center, got knocked out for the season on the second play from scrimmage in the preseason game. And yesterday, their second string center, Dawson Deaton, tore his ACL. So they are now down to their third string center. My guess is they'll be scouring the waiver wire, but they've lost two centers, their kick returner, and their backup running back, who's a good player, could probably start for half the teams in the league, wants a trade ever since Deshaun's suspension was handed down, Seth.
Feels like the Ravens last year when their running backs kept going down. If they lose another center, it's not that kid's the guy who's going to end up starting for him anyway. I wonder if a Justin Britt trade would be in the works, or perhaps a Quessenberry trade.
Why? Hey, why not go get him some Nick Martin from the Saints? They were roommates, after all, at training camp back in the day. Remember?
Yeah, I kind of like, I guess I like the idea of the Browns trading with the Texans yet again.
Yeah.
Like I want to just keep getting Browns draft picks.
Jimmy Morrison. And,
yes. Yes. Yeah. Hey, for people who weren't listening yesterday, because what's today? Tuesday. Yesterday was our short show. Speaking of the offensive line, I was pleasantly surprised by Austin Deculus. Not completely surprised because I've been impressed with him in training camp so far. He's more athletic than I thought he was going to be. And some guys are heavy but don't play heavy in a good way. Or like they don't play in the good type of heavy way. Deculus plays heavy. When guys try to bull rush him, at least the guys he was playing against on Saturday, he looked very solid. You know, I'm really interested in watching him versus some better speed rushers, but so far so good for a late round pick. They might have something there with him.
Is Charlie Heck in danger of not making this team?
I don't know about not making the team. I think they're probably still holding out hope. But he had some rough snaps on Saturday night, and there's still times where I think for a guy who's he's obviously been working out and like he's reshaped his body from when he was a rookie. I think he looks more like a man now. He just doesn't always quite look strong enough or athletic enough. And you run out of that. Well, he's just a baby. He's going to grow up. I feel like now he's in his man sized body and he's not quite getting the job done. So I think he's got to have a good second and third preseason.
Yeah. I mean, he's gigantic. He's a huge human being, but
it's hard for
better.
Coaches to let go of that.
Yeah.
Like they see a guy with a frame like that and they just cling on to it because they keep thinking if we can just get him to do all these things that, you know, he's been trying to do for the last 15 years and still can't do, but maybe this is the year he'll start doing it.
Well, and you come up with excuses, right? Like, oh, he's on his third offensive line coach in 3 years. He was drafted in the COVID year, by God. Like, give him a break.
His dad played as an offensive lineman in the NFL for 10 years and is an offensive line coach. I don't think the technique is new to him.
His dad may or may not have had Father Murphy crumple up a piece of paper and jam it in his mouth in Notre Dame geology class.
Oh, that's right. He's a Notre Dame. His dad Andy was a Notre Dame.
He was
guy
a
too.
Senior when I was a freshman. Yeah, he was an All-American, really good player. All right.
Did he ever haze you? Give you a swirly or anything like that?
No, he was. He wasn't the one who gave me a swirly. No.
And now let me say this though.
Yeah.
I myself am intrigued by Heck. I watch Charlie Heck, and I kind of turn into an offensive line coach where I'm like, yeah, I mean, we could work with this. He's got something. And he does – you can tell he's working at it, and he's got the right attitude and all of that, and he has improved. It's just he's not quite there. So he's on the bubble for me right now.
Yep, I would agree with that. All right, is it possible to call a players-only meeting in golf? Because I think Tiger Woods is trying to do that. We'll discuss that. We'll talk to John Lopez and Landry Locker. Find out what's going on from 10 to 2 today as well. You're listening to Payne and Pendergast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.